from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ryan Horvath, BetMGM Tonight. Catch him weeknights, part of the BetQL Radio Network with Nick Gashu and Trista Crick. You can listen to it on your Odyssey app, or you can also listen to it on any of the BetQL radio stations around the country. Ryan Horvath on Twitter, at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, your thoughts, Bucks Pacers tonight.
Yeah, so there's been like crazy line movement as far as the betting market, because last night on the show, the Bucks were huge dogs. 9-point dogs, 8.5 in most spots, meaning it looked like there would be no Giannis and no Damian Lillard. And then today I was at the gym and I got a text message from Nick Gashu, my co-host, and he's like, Giannis and Dame might go tonight. And I was happy that I bet the Bucks last night, because then they went all the way down to just being 5.5-point underdogs, which is huge. That's a 3-point adjustment. But that still was like betting that was like Vegas kind of telling you, like, hey, we don't think these guys are going to play, but we kind of have to cover our ass. So I would expect Giannis not to play, because if Giannis plays, this is pretty much a pick. At most, the Bucks are like 2-point underdogs.
And Ryan, I think he does play. And this whole, the way this thing came out is exact opposite of everything I've heard. Everything I heard was Lillard hadn't even been on the floor since the injury. Giannis has been on the floor for a couple of weeks. And if you go back to the original timeline, they said Giannis is pretty much at the end of that, if not past it. So I thought when I woke up this morning that it was probably a better chance Giannis would play than Lillard. And now here we sit, and Lillard's questionable and Giannis isn't. Again, no inside information. I will be really surprised if he does not get upgraded to questionable at some point.
Wait, but right now you said Giannis is doubtful, correct,
Steph? As of this morning at 11:30 or whatever it was, as of 3 hours ago. But they can make changes until 5 Central. So they have 2 hours and 15 minutes to change that injury report.
Oh, I completely agree with what you said. I would wait until the last minute, especially in today's NBA, and then announce them in or announce them out. You're not going to tip your hand. I doubtful usually means he's not going to give it a go, but I thought that if anything, that he would give it a go, like you said, especially with him being on the floor and with Dame not really practicing. But the way that it sounds, I mean, I think Dame has a better chance of playing. Either way, I do think the Bucks have a shot in this game to even win, not only just cover the spread. I think that we're going to get a game 7, because the hardest game to close out is a closeout game, obviously. The Pacers are still a young team. They don't have a whole lot of playoff experience. I mean, it's just, I worry, obviously, if it's not Giannis and it's not Dame, who's going to get buckets tonight? Is it going to be Bobby Portis for a second consecutive game? Is it going to be Brooke Lopez? You know, who else is going to step up? Middleton's been awesome, you know, but I worry that these guys are kind of gassed having to win these games without Giannis and without Damian Lillard. So I'm hoping at least one of them is out there. And I'd obviously rather have Giannis, but it sounds more to me, like, Dame's going to be out there. So I'll be shocked if Giannis does play the way that this looks right now. But I hope you're right.
My most positive Bucks fan that I deal with on this show and on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's on the air again tonight following the game, as always, is Q and Tosa. By far, Charlie would agree, most positive, upbeat guy I got when it comes to the Bucks. He was already on today, and he already said, I wouldn't touch this game as far as betting it goes. He brought up the line movement as well. He goes, I wouldn't touch it. I'm like, the most positive guy in the world doesn't have a vibe on this. That's concerning to me. So did you do anything with this line yet, or are you waiting till it gets closer?
Yeah, I bet the Bucks last night at 8.5, just thinking that that was way too many points in a closeout game. You know, I kind of, if Giannis and Dame don't play, I expect Indiana probably to close it out, but not by 9 points. I mean, I think that the Bucks are going to win tonight. I've kind of talked myself into the Bucks are going to win tonight. As long as one of those guys even can give it a go, even if they can't, again, I just worry who's going to step up and who's going to get buckets. I don't know. I think the Pacers are a little bit overrated. I think they have been all season long. They could score a bunch of points, but they don't play a whole lot of defense. And in the playoffs, when it becomes a half-court game, I usually like to bet the team that's better defensively, but that's not really the Bucks either.
Yep.
I don't really trust Doc Rivers, but I don't know, man. Something just tells me that the Bucks win this game and we get a game 7. But
the
I don't
Pacers,
know.
The Pacers' offense has been really good for most of the year, right? Halliburton went down there for a while, and it fell back a little bit. But this Bucks team has held them under 100 points in both wins in this series. They held them under 100. That's not something that's happened to the Pacers all year long necessarily. So that's a positive. But I have a follow-up on this that because you brought something up, and they talked about it on the broadcast as well, which is these closeout game scenarios. How does that affect lines and gambling when you get to that closeout situation?
It really doesn't, actually, a whole lot, which is, nothing really adjusts because you really can't adjust. You know, that's why on the show sometimes somebody will be like, well, I don't understand how, you know, Boston could be a 14.5 point favorite without Porzingis. You can only adjust the line so much. And a player, you know, like Giannis is worth, man, like 5 to 6.5, sometimes 7 points to a market, depending on the opponent. So if he's out, you see like a huge point change. But if both teams are healthy and it's a closeout game, it really doesn't matter. You know, that's why we're seeing tonight the Pacers as such big favorites. We were seeing them as such big favorites. Now we've seen the line movement again. But they were such big favorites because, you know, the market didn't really care that it was a closeout game and that Indiana's a young team. They're just saying they're 9 points better than the Bucks without Giannis and Damian Lillard on the home court. You know, that means on a neutral floor, they still think the Pacers are 4 points better than the Bucks. That's how that all works out. But I'm going to bet that the Bucks are not 9 points worse than the Pacers because of what you just said. Like, they've held the Pacers under 100 points. And that's what, like, there's good regular season teams. This has always been the case since I started watching the NBA. There's good regular season teams that could score a bunch of points when they're pushing the ball up and down the floor, when the other team isn't really playing a whole lot of defense. But even like Halliburton, when he came back from the injury, wasn't really the same player. He was putting up ridiculous numbers. And then he came back and the scoring dipped a little bit. The assist to turnover ratio is still great. I don't know, man. I just don't really trust him. Even if Middleton's gassed and not playing fully healthy, I trust guys that have been in this situation more. You know, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, guys who have won a championship more than Tyrese Halliburton and guys that haven't really been to the dance. So it doesn't really do a whole lot for the market. But for me, it does a whole lot. You know, I don't like young.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Teams in closeout games, unless it's a young team like Minnesota or like OKC, you know, a young team that plays defense and has some vets. Like, Anthony Edwards has been around now for a couple of years. Carl Anthony Towns has been, and so has Rudy Gobert. You know what I mean? Like, OKC, people forget, like, SGA's been in the league for a couple of years now. He was with the Clippers, and for whatever reason, they gave up on him early. So as long as the team has some playoff experience, I trust them. But these young teams, like Indiana, you know, I don't know. I think they're frauds, man, and I'm really hoping that I'm right because I want to see the Bucks win this series. I do not want to see Indiana in the next round. I really don't. I don't want to see Indiana – and I don't want to see Cleveland play basketball anymore. I'm so glad that the Heat were eliminated last night. It's just, it's a terrible product. You know, like when we get to the playoffs, it feels like when I'm watching Miami Heat basketball and Cleveland Cavalier basketball, it feels like I'm watching like the NCAA tournament all over again. Like they can't score. It's terrible.
Yep. He is Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, let's talk about the other series. Philadelphia and the New York Knicks, and Maxey was unbelievable last game. I don't believe Joel Embiid is healthy. He looks hurt to me. He doesn't look like Joel Embiid at all. Your thoughts on which way you're going tonight for that one?
Yeah, this one's a little bit easier to predict because we know who's going to be on the floor. We don't know how healthy they are. Well, we figure just like nobody's healthy in that series. And these teams have been beating the living hell out of each other. I like Philadelphia tonight to force the game 7. I lean Knicks going into the series. Like before the year, I predicted that the Knicks would win a playoff series this year because I still like Tibbs. And Jalen Brunson's a great player. Now Julius Randle's out, so they're struggling at times to get buckets. But man, like Dante DiVincenzo, Brunson, Josh Hart, these guys have really stepped up. They play hard every night, so I'm really cheering for the Knicks, but I think they lose tonight. Even with Embiid at like 60-70%, I think he's going to go off tonight. I think he's going to score about 35 to 40 points if you play the player props. I think he's going to have a huge night. And then Maxey. I mean, Maxey's a big game player. That reminded me of Reggie Miller all over again. And that's why I like Philadelphia. New York had that game and that series wrapped up. All the celebrities were in the building, from Spike Lee to Ben Stiller to Tracy Morgan, who was flipping off Tyrese Maxey when he hit that shot. But like, it's hard to come back from that. You know what I mean? I feel like that was a huge blow. And Trista said last night on the show, she's like, well, isn't that the same thing that happened in New York? And I was like, not really. Like the game before, yeah, they blew a lead. But it's another thing when you blow a 9-point lead with under a minute to go in the fashion that they did it on their home floor in a closeout game. Again, in a closeout game. Now I feel like Philadelphia takes over the momentum. The problem is they go back home, and at home, Tobias Harris absolutely stinks because the crowd hates him. He gets heckled more in Philly. It's crazy. If you look at his home road splits, they were like, hey, look at Tobias Harris' home road splits. He plays much better on the road. And I'm like, yeah, they boo him. In his own hometown, they hate him because of all the money that he's making and because Philly chose him over Jimmy Butler. So he's like, you can't rely on him. But I think as long as Maxey and Embiid go off tonight, or at least one of them does, I think Philly wins. And then game 7 is going to be a toss-up. It's going to be a pick. And I don't know, man. I usually, when I'm betting these series, go with the best player on the floor. And I love Brunson. But even if Embiid's not healthy, he was the MVP last year. And I'd probably bet him. But he's a hard guy to trust in the playoffs because every year it's something. It's an orbital fracture. It's a stomach ache. Or he just chokes in game 7 against Boston. Like, none of these teams are all really hard to trust in the Eastern Conference. That's why, like last night on the show, I joked. I said, I think the playoffs would be much better if we just got rid of the East altogether. Like, just went with playoff seeding, the best teams in the league. Because other than Boston and Milwaukee when they're healthy, I don't really like anybody in the East. They're all kind of the same team this year.
I'll tell you who I don't like. James Harden and the Clippers. That's who I don't like. We do our prize picks things. We've been doing it every day. We pick two or three guys, right, more or less for prize picks. Harden was more than 17.5. Charlie and I both were like, oh, that's easy. We'll take more than 17 and a half. The dude scored 7 points for the Clippers last night. How is that even possible?
I wish you guys would have talked to me beforehand because Trista and Nick, my co-host, loved Harden last night. And, you know, they brought up that he's been playing pretty well. And I said, okay, but that's what James Harden does every year in the playoffs. He's so inconsistent. He has one game he'll score 40. The next night he's 2 of 11 from 3. You can't trust James Harden. In that game, man, and nobody wanted to hear me last night, I loved the Mavs and I loved Luka's props. I said, Luka is going to go off in this game. Luka reminds me of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. I know he's a little chubby. I know he doesn't play a whole lot of defense. And he cries and whines so much that he's almost a tough watch. But he's a killer. And he came out the game before that in the press conference, and he's like, I'm letting Kyrie Irving down. Kyrie's doing everything. Right. I got to be better. I felt like that was the perfect spot for Dallas. And I think they're going to win that series. If Kawhi Leonard's playing, it's a different story. But without him, I mean, it's hard to trust the Clippers. And then you got to wonder what they do next year. Because how many more years are they going to run this back and not have a healthy Paul George or Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs? And you can't bring Russ back. That has to end that project. I love Russ Westbrook. Right now, I don't think he could play in this league anymore.
I think retirement makes sense for him. Yeah. No doubt. The other question is, where does LeBron go? That also is going to be fun to see how that plays out.
Hold on. You got to hear my theory on this. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I think LeBron stays in Los Angeles. I think the Lakers maybe, possibly, draft Bronny for him. I think they're going to want to run it back with Bron and AD one more year and pray that they could stay healthy. And I think they're going to want a superstar because they've wanted a superstar. And we keep hearing about, like, Buddy Hield, who's not a superstar. We keep hearing about, like, all these guys that they have no realistic shot at getting. But everybody thinks that Kevin Durant is going to leave Phoenix and Kevin Durant's going to go back to OKC. Why the hell would OKC want that at this stage of Kevin Durant's career? Does Shea want to take less, like 10 less shots a game? You know what I mean? Like, you got to get looks for Chet. I like that team way too much to add Kevin Durant now. I think what's going to happen is somehow, you know, the Lakers are going to say, we'll give you like Austin Reeves. You can't give D-Russ because of his contract, but like a Rui Hachimura maybe, give a bunch of pieces to the Suns. And I think Durant goes and plays in Los Angeles with LeBron. And because everybody's calling me crazy. Dude, who else wants Kevin Durant at this stage of his career? He's wore out his welcome in like every title contender.
I'll give you my scenario. LeBron's
okay. Teams in closeout games, unless it's a young team like Minnesota or like OKC, you know, a young team that plays defense and has some vets. Like Anthony Edwards has been around now for a couple of years. Karl Anthony Towns has been, and so has Rudy Gobert. You know what I mean? Like OKC, people forget like SGA has been in the league for a couple of years now. He was with the Clippers, and for whatever reason, they gave up on him early. So as long as the team has some playoff experience, I trust them. But these young teams like Indiana, you know, I don't know. I think they're frauds, man, and I'm really hoping that I'm right because I want to see the Bucks win this series. I do not want to see Indiana in the next round. I really don't. I don't want to see Indiana, and I don't want to see Cleveland play basketball anymore. I'm so glad that the Heat were eliminated last night. It's a terrible product. You know, like when we get to the playoffs, it feels like when I'm watching Miami Heat basketball and Cleveland Cavalier basketball, it feels like I'm watching like the NCAA tournament all over again. Like, they can't score. It's terrible.
Yep. He is Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, let's talk about the other series. Philadelphia and the New York Knicks. And Maxey was unbelievable last game. I don't believe Joel Embiid is healthy. He looks hurt to me. He doesn't look like Joel Embiid at all. Your thoughts on which way you're going tonight for that one?
Yeah, this one's a little bit easier to predict because we know who's going to be on the floor. We don't know how healthy they are. Well, we figure just like nobody's healthy in that series. And these teams have been beating the living hell out of each other. I like Philadelphia tonight to force the game 7. I lean Knicks going into the series. Like before the year, I predicted that the Knicks would win a playoff series this year because I still like Tibbs. And Jalen Brunson's a great player. Now Julius Randle's out, so they're struggling at times to get buckets. But man, like Dante DiVincenzo, Brunson, Josh Hart, these guys have really stepped up. They play hard every night, so I'm really cheering for the Knicks, but I think they lose tonight. Even with Embiid at like 60, 70%, I think he's going to go off tonight. I think he's going to score about 35 to 40 points if you play the player props. I think he's going to have a huge night. And then Maxey. I mean, Maxey's a big game player. That reminded me of Reggie Miller all over again. And that's why I like Philadelphia. New York had that game and that series wrapped up. All the celebrities were in the building from Spike Lee to Ben Stiller to Tracy Morgan, who was flipping off Tyrese Maxey when he hit that shot. But, like, it's hard to come back from that. You know what I mean? I feel like that was a huge blow. And Trista said last night on the show, she's like, well, isn't that the same thing that happened in New York? And I was like, not really. Like, the game before, yeah, they blew a lead. But it's another thing when you blow a 9-point lead with under a minute to go in the fashion that they did it on their home floor in a closeout game. Again, in a closeout game. Now I feel like Philadelphia takes over the momentum. The problem is they go back home, and at home, Tobias Harris absolutely stinks because the crowd hates him. He gets heckled more in Philly. It's crazy. If you look at his home road splits, they were like, hey, look at Tobias Harris' home road splits. He plays much better on the road. And I'm like, yeah, they boo him. In his own hometown, they hate him because of all the money that he's making and because Philly chose him over Jimmy Butler. So he's like, you can't rely on him. But I think as long as Maxey and Embiid go off tonight, or at least one of them does, I think Philly wins. And then game seven is going to be a toss-up. It's going to be a pick. And I don't know, man. I usually, when I'm betting these series, go with the best player on the floor. And I love Brunson. But even if Embiid's not healthy, he was the MVP last year. And I'd probably bet him. But he's a hard guy to trust in the playoffs because every year it's something. It's an orbital fracture. It's a stomach ache. Or he just chokes in game seven against Boston. Like, none of these teams are all really hard to trust in the Eastern Conference. That's why, like, last night on the show, I joked. I said, I think the playoffs would be much better if we just got rid of the East altogether. Like, just went with playoff seeding, the best teams in the league. Because other than Boston and Milwaukee when they're healthy, I don't really like anybody in the East. They're all kind of the same team this year.
I'll tell you who I don't like. James Harden and the Clippers. That's who I don't like. We do our prize picks things. We've been doing it every day. We pick two or three guys, right, more or less for prize picks. Harden was more than 17.5. Charlie and I both were like, oh, that's easy. We'll take more than 17.5. The dude scored 7 points for the Clippers last night. How is that even possible?
I wish you guys would have talked to me beforehand because Trista and Nick, my co-host, loved Harden last night. And, you know, they brought up that he's been playing pretty well. And I said, okay, but that's what James Harden does every year in the playoffs. He's so inconsistent. He has one game he'll score 40. The next night he's 2 of 11 from 3. You can't trust James Harden. In that game, man, and nobody wanted to hear me last night, I loved the Mavs, and I loved Luka's props. I said, Luka is going to go off in this game. Luka reminds me of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. I know he's a little chubby. I know he doesn't play a whole lot of defense, and he cries and whines so much that he's almost a tough watch, but he's a killer. And he came out the game before that in the press conference, and he's like, I'm letting Kyrie Irving down. Kyrie's doing everything. Right. I got to be better. I felt like that was the perfect spot for Dallas. And I think they're going to win that series. If Kawhi Leonard's playing, it's a different story. But without him, I mean, it's hard to trust the Clippers. And then you got to wonder what they do next year. Because how many more years are they going to run this back and not have a healthy Paul George or Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs? And you can't bring Russ back. That has to end that project. I love Russ Westbrook. Right now, I don't think he could play in this league anymore.
I think retirement makes sense for him. Yeah. No doubt. But the other question is, where does LeBron go? That also is going to be fun to see how that plays out.
Hold on. You got to hear my theory on this. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I think LeBron stays in Los Angeles. I think the Lakers maybe, possibly, draft Bronny for him. I think they're going to want to run it back with Bron and AD one more year and pray that they could stay healthy. And I think they're going to want a superstar because they've wanted a superstar. And we keep hearing about, like, Buddy Hield, who's not a superstar. We keep hearing about, like, all these guys that they have no realistic shot at getting. But everybody thinks that Kevin Durant is going to leave Phoenix and Kevin Durant's going to go back to OKC. Why the hell would OKC want that at this stage of Kevin Durant's career? Does Shea want to take less, like 10 less shots a game? You know what I mean? Like, you got to get looks for Chet. I like that team way too much to add Kevin Durant now. I think what's going to happen is somehow, you know, the Lakers are going to say, we'll give you like Austin Reeves. You can't give D-Russ because of his contract, but like a Rui Hachimura maybe, give a bunch of pieces to the Suns. And I think Durant goes and plays in Los Angeles with LeBron. And because everybody's calling me crazy. Dude, who else wants Kevin Durant at this stage of his career? He's wore out his welcome in like every title contender. Who else wants him?
I'll give you my scenario. LeBron signs a minimal deal with the Bucks. They draft Bronny. LeBron loves it because it keeps Bronny out of the spotlight because he's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. LeBron gets to go win a ring with Damian Lillard and Giannis at the end of his career. And, again, has Bronny out of the spotlight and has a chance for him to develop.
No chance that happens. Mine is realistic, and I don't know why people think it's crazy. It's the NBA.
No, I think it's possible.
Los Angeles.
I don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy. Nobody thought he was going to go. Durant would go to Golden State, so anything is possible with Durant. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. BetMGM tonight. Trista Crick, Nick Ashoo, and highly entertaining, and they'll give you all the best advice in games and future games and later games and all that fun stuff. Listen on your Odyssey app. Stream it there. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
There he is, Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Check out our latest edition of Curd and Long. Ryan did not have a chance to come on the show on Monday, on the podcast Monday. So yesterday was his first chance to talk about the NFL draft for the Packers, and we went over it pick by pick, and Horvath has a lot of great analysis because, you know, that dude is a college football nut job when it comes to that. Nobody watches more college football than Horvath. So that was a lot of fun. So go download Curd and Long now on your Odyssey app or you download your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.